right, welcome back. Special edition tonight of Who's Talking, a Sweet 16 edition. Yeah. You know, from a selfish standpoint, I hope we have one more special edition next Friday, a Final Four edition, Robert.
I was thinking about this, you know, and it sometimes is hard to realize that we've been wandering through the desert here for the number of years. Okay, there's been a couple of appearances here, one under Gillen and maybe one under Leto. And I read it in the paper the other day, I think if I read it right, or somewhere, that Jeff Jones had, what, five NCAA appearances?
I've got that right? In front of me, you're right. I was there for some of them, so
I should remember some of them. But, you know, you go back to the Holland days and the Jones days, and then there's just that, like I said, that gap that just took place, you know, because it's hard to realize that, for us who've been around a while, that there's been a long period of time where some people who may not even been born that are alive today haven't experienced, a Virginia fan, hadn't experienced this. So.
Not to bring up bad memories for Habo, but I did the games on the radio for 12 seasons,
right,
and we had one NCAA tournament victory in that.
That's hard to realize.
That was 2007. They beat Albany and then lost in the second round to Tennessee because J.R. Reynolds had pulled a hamstring or something. That was an opportunity, I think, with Reynolds and Singletary to get to the Sweet 16, but it didn't happen. But at any rate, yeah, you're right. I mean, it's been a difficult situation. I think with Coach Bennett, he clearly is building a program. And I think you get to the point where you're going to lose two key players in Mitchell and Harris, but they certainly have a lot coming back. They
right.
have some, you know, Bryant Stith's kid, BJ, coming in, along with Dominic Wilkins' stepson, and a big guy from New Zealand, I think. You know, Coach Bennett's going far and wide to get the kids all of a sudden.
And if you haven't seen Bryant's kid play, seen several times on the high school level, and I haven't seen him at Oak Hill, but I saw him a number of times. I mean, it's a Bryant Stith clone. Now, I don't know that he's going to score 2,000 points, but if you watch him on the floor, you'd think you're watching Bryant play just by his manners and his actions and his mannerisms.
I think a lot of Virginia fans would take that in a heartbeat, and not only on the floor but off the floor. Bryant Stith was a true Virginia gentleman. Visiting here with Robert Fish, and Robert, again, we appreciate you coming in and bailing out Habo. I need a radio professional to help me out here.
No, you don't need that, but I'm glad I'm here. I was just worried about getting in. I had got a little late start, so if I ran over anybody on the way in here, I apologize.
Well, certainly, apologies accepted on behalf of the motoring public out there in Richmond. But and we still expect to hear from Frank. He's working his way to Madison Square Garden as we speak, so we're assuming we'll hear from him for a few minutes in the second half hour. But before we go to the bottom of the hour break, a couple of really intriguing games tonight, other than the Virginia game, the Michigan-Tennessee. Our friend John Beilein up there with Michigan against a Tennessee team that hammered Virginia back at the end of December. How do you see that one?
You know, I didn't have Tennessee getting that far out, so that kind of surprised me a little bit. I think Michigan, you know, I don't know what to expect from Tennessee now. Obviously, we know what they did to Virginia, but you talk about a team that couldn't miss. They couldn't miss that night. They shot. Now, Virginia didn't play its normal brand of defense that we've seen, and they didn't shoot particularly well either that night, but Tennessee sure did. It'd be hard the way Tennessee's playing to go against them, but I think Michigan's got enough to get by and move on into the next bracket, get that Elite Eight.
So. Yeah, I've always been impressed with John Beilein as an X and O guy, and I think you give him a week to prepare for a team. But you know, again, at this stage in the season, anybody can beat another team on a given night. And then, of course, the other game that the Virginia fans won't see much of because it's almost at the same time as the Virginia game, but Louisville-Kentucky, you know, there's some real passion in that game on both sides, so that one should be interesting.
Well, you heard Terry mention it, of course, too, earlier, but Kentucky certainly had enough to get past Wichita State. I don't think that they'll have enough to get by Louisville, in my opinion. I think Louisville is probably going to take that one. I've had them going out, actually getting into the Final Four, just on the picks that I made earlier in the year, so I'm going to stick with it. Stay with Louisville.
Which would be impressive, because if they get there, that would be, what, 3 years in a row to get to the Final Four with a national championship. So it, you know, Coach Pitino, soon to be an ACC coach, showing that he's going to make it tough for the ACC teams.
Well, you're going to have, I mean, you're going to add them in. That's going to, you know, just do nothing but make things stronger like they already were. And, you know, we were talking about Michigan State earlier. They kind of compared to Pitt a little bit, and we know what those Virginia Pitt games have been like. So Tony Bennett made that comparison a little bit earlier.
All right, we got a quick call in here from Wahoo Kid out there in the short pump area. Wahoo, your question or comment?
Guys, great to talk to you. Robert, good to hear you back on the radio.
Yep, good to talk with you. Haven't been a chance to talk to you in a long time. Hope things are well.
Yeah, things are great, man. Things are great. Excited and quietly confident about this game tonight. I thought Terry Gates did a great job breaking down the numbers. I think that, you know, the numbers as far as transition and pace, you know, I think it's a given that Virginia is going to control that. They're not going to let Michigan State get out and run. They're not going to let Michigan State get a bunch of transition points. I think ultimately this game tonight is going to come down to rebounding, and it's going to come down to how well a job we do closing out on three-point shooters for Michigan State. Michigan State makes a lot of threes, and when they make a lot, you know, they're playing really, really well. But at the same time, you know, I think we've got some advantages. They're basically playing with four smaller guys, even though Brandon Dawson's not that small. The inside guys for Virginia tonight, Toby, Gill, and even Mitchell on offense, I think are going to be a big, big key. If they can exploit the mismatch, whoever is Dawson is guarding and not Payne, they need to make them pay on the inside. And I just feel very, very confident about what Virginia's doing, and I'm just very excited to see this game play out.
Well, it's going to be a fun night, and I think you're rebounding. The thing that strikes me about that is Michigan State offensive rebounds, because I think we've all seen Duke over the years where an offensive rebound is obtained by the Dukies, and they kick it out on the perimeter where your defense is out of position, and they start draining threes. So that's what concerns me. I think Virginia will do a good job closing out on Michigan State's three-point shooters in the set defense. But if you give up too many offensive rebounds, then I think Michigan State may get some open looks that could be problematic. Robert, any comments?
Yeah, I think the offensive rebounding is, from what I've seen, is a huge key, you know, keeping Michigan State off the boards. They seem to make a lot of, you know, they shoot the three well, but I think they make a lot of results in that opportunity that presents itself. The other thing that I see, Michigan State does a pretty good job of, they try to stay in front of you on defense and they collapse to the ball. So, you know, how well is what Virginia's been doing when they made Memphis look so bad and Coastal Carolina in the second half? How's Michigan State going to handle that? And what's it going to look like? Are they going to cut off a lot of that inside based on the way they play defense? Because they do stay in front so well and they do collapse. And how well can Virginia use its screens and the things that it does offensively is going to be a real key.
That's going to be fun. All right, Wahoo, we appreciate you calling in. We're going to go ahead and take our bottom-of-the-hour break at this point in time. Still expecting to hear from Frank Maloney on-site at Madison Square Garden, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back. Who's Talking? Special edition after these messages.